Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe for our post-game thoughts on this matchup here at Gillette Stadium. It got really close, but the Bills are out of here.
The Patriots just did not find a way to really close the Bills down. It seemed like early on, especially with those penalties, that this was a game that the Patriots might be able to win, you know, beginning to end and not really make it interesting, really benefiting from the penalties. But the Bills hung in there, and you know, the Patriots got that field goal late. They needed points there, clearly. A touchdown would have been better. They got the field goal to make it a six-point game. The Bills have the ball just over 2 minutes left. They need a touchdown. We saw them drive the ball down the field, and before the McCourty interception, they drove down the field enough to get that field goal. If it was only a three-point game, they needed the touchdown. It was too much for them to get, and the Patriots are able to close it out somehow, some way.
Right. Well, let's talk about the defense a little bit. It's kind of a rocky road. You know, they miss big opportunities, but then they show up in big opportunities. Devin McCourty today, you mentioned his interception. Let's just talk about the defense.
Well, you know, it was not a great performance by the defense by any means. Their worst run defense performance by a long shot. Their previous worst was Baltimore in week three. The Bills had much more than Baltimore had. Spiller and Jackson really did some damage against the Patriots. Also, third down defense was not very good, including at the end. That Fitzpatrick to Johnson pass, third down. This was not a great performance by the defense, but they forced the turnovers. We saw them in week four against Buffalo getting the goal line fumble, and they did the same thing here today. Even before the McCourty interception at the end, it looked like they maybe had a forced fumble on Jackson. So they're getting those key turnovers. McCourty, you know, that was a ball thrown right to him. They got the interception, so getting some key plays. But this defense has a lot of work to do, and Deion Branch, who's not a member of the defense, but was sort of speaking for the whole team, I think, when he said, hey, we're happy to get the win. We're not really feeling good about this win, though.
Right.
They know they can play better on both sides.
Right, and Tom Brady alluded to that, too. He said, you know, we still had a lot of missed opportunities.
They certainly did, even on offense and, and obviously on defense.
Right. Well, you know what? A win's a win. Mm-hmm. They're done with the Bills for this season, but they still have the Dolphins, and they still have the Jets one more time. Let's talk about the AFC East.
Well, yeah, they're separating themselves a little bit. It was the tightest division in the league coming into today. I'm not sure how it's all looking right now, but the Patriots win, and Miami loses at the same time, so it's looking pretty good. They separate themselves. They need the wins. It's whether it's 2-0 or 37-31. It doesn't matter. These wins in the division are huge. Like you said, they have two road division games coming up pretty soon, but getting any division wins are big, and then they'll look around. You know, they're not looking too far around the AFC conference right now, but being atop the division is where they want to be.
Sitting at 6-3, not too bad.
Not too bad.
And Buffalo has never beaten the Patriots here at Gillette Stadium, so they're now 11-0 against the Buffalo Bills.
That's true.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.